Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I am very pleased today to have Beth Ann from CSC Talk Radio join us today for the program. And I would like to extend a very warm welcome and a thank you for taking the time out to help out during Butch Paul's absence today. And yes, thank you very much, and welcome to the program. Yes,
like old times.
Old times it is, except
it's not that old, but
except it's in a year, except it's in the afternoon, not in the morning.
That's true.
So we used to have a great opening song. Good morning, good morning. We'll have to change it to good afternoon.
I guess we will. Yes. Is there one? Is there good afternoon?
We'll just change it and make one up.
Yeah, we'll make one up. That's true. We will.
But I want to tell the listeners today it's Thursday, October 25th, 2018. And this year is certainly October. It's just incredible how fast these months are. Merry Christmas.
I have been telling everybody after the 4th of July, it's done. The year is finished. It's just done.
You turn around
and it's October. And somebody said, somebody was telling me the other night, September was like 2 hours.
It was.
I've been telling everybody, the gentleman that's a good friend of mine that helps me here for CSC Talk Radio, he laughs at me, and now he says, I think you're right. I said, yeah, July 4th is the end of it. It's just done.
Well, yeah, two hours, September was 2 hours. I want to know, did September really even happen?
I know. We all fell asleep.
Went from August to October.
It was pretty much like that.
Oh, boy. Well, there are a lot of
just
things. Yes. Let me go ahead and do the market report. We have gold today, a little pressure on gold today, but the markets were roaring, you know, after yesterday's big drop. The Dow did get back up over 2,500, but we'll touch on those numbers here in just a little bit. Gold was down $3 in the New York spot price after market at $1,230. Silver was down 5 cents at $14.70. Platinum was down 3 at 831. Palladium was down 20 at 1108. So I would have to assume that the dollar is stronger today, and it is up 0.28 at 96.65. Crude oil was up 25 cents at 67.07. Paper markets today, we have, the Dow was up 400 points. It did come back off its high when it was over 25,000, but it's almost there, 24,984. The NASDAQ was up 200, almost 3% at 7,318. The S&P was up 49 at 2,705. So a pretty big rebound, but let's see if there's anything else. The 10-year yield, 3.14%. Japan was down 3.75%. Hong Kong was down a little over 1%. Europe was stronger. We're still in this extreme fear number at 9. So that's kind of moving a little between 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, back and forth. So, but yeah, we really don't see any fear at all in these markets. And certainly no panic. There isn't even a remote. I don't see anything that remotely resembles panic in these markets as yet. So, again, this is an election year, and I do believe they hold these numbers. This dictates basically who gets elected. You know, keep this economy strong, and it'll hopefully it'll, you know, have the Republicans stay in office just a little bit longer. But, you know, it's so interesting.
I was going to ask a question.
Sure.
So what caused the big drop?
I think we've seen, personally, what I believe, once that 10-year yield went above 3% and it's holding steady there, I think it causes volatility. We began to see volatility in the markets once the 10-year yield went over, I think it was 2.60. I think that was a key technical number. Now we're over 3%. And, you know, we went from below 3% to almost 3.25 in, what, a week and a half. And that's when we really saw the big drops and so forth. So there's a lot of issues when it comes to these rates. Plus, you have European markets and some of your countries, your foreign countries, that are looking to stem back their stimulus of their, you know, to that they've been feeding their economies, just as we've seen the Fed kind of tightening, rates are rising, so money is more expensive, servicing debt becomes more expensive. So we've seen home pricing, people and their home purchases are dropping. It's because I don't believe, this is my opinion after all these years, the economy is truly as strong. It wasn't built on fundamentals. It was built on cheap money, on debt. And eventually when things get out of, you know, out of balance, you're going to have this volatility, and rates is a major component of, you know, the balancing of the markets. Then when, and, you know, we've got the algorithms, the computer tradings, and we have talked about it on this program before, where, yeah, you can have these big moves to the upside with the computer tradings. But you're going to get the same thing on the opposite side. So it's, you know, you have your emerging markets. I mean, there's just a multitude of things that have really, I think, affected volatility. It's just not one thing. You have the emerging markets that are getting hammered. And it's with the stronger dollar, it hurts everybody. And, you know, it's, we haven't seen anything yet. You know, if anybody thinks what we've experienced in the past couple of weeks, the past month or so is volatile, buckle up, ladies and gentlemen, because you don't know what the volatility we're going to experience in these markets is yet. So, yeah. So we've got the plunge protection team. We've got, you know, doing everything. It's an election year. They're going to do everything possible to keep these markets stronger. I saw a report today. Let me see if I can pull it up here. You know, we were always said, you know, are you better off today than you were, you know, at the last election? And there was a, I don't know who this report is by. Let me see if I can pull it up here. CNBC. And are your finances better or worse or the same under the administration? And this article talks about, it's a website, Stash, found that when it looked at how people view the economy and their personal financial situations, and the investing app surveyed over 6,700 site users online, it would be a little surprising that the majority of the respondents said that their finances had not improved under this administration. The users cited lack of wage increases, rising costs for housing and healthcare. Now, I don't blame that on the administration at all. I just believe this is where we are in our economy, and this is to be expected. I mean, we know our healthcare is continuing to rise. We know wages are not increases, or it's not increasing. And I don't think there's much that they can do to increase wages. The economy is different. Employment is different than it was 20 years ago when we were maybe in the same type of environment and we did see wages increase. It's not the same world. So you can't compare then to today, and you can't go forward based on things that worked in the past, because we're in a whole new debt brings on a whole new different ball game. You have there was a recent bank rate survey that found two-thirds of the recipients said that their financial situation had not improved. Broken down by gender, there's a growing divide of haves and have-nots. More than two-thirds of millennial men said that their finances did strengthen over the previous 2 years. Well, that's probably because they weren't working before. Now they went out and got a job. Anyway, that's just a little tongue-in-cheek there.
But, you know, another thing, too, even though you might get even if you got a wage increase, but you get a decrease in your hours, then you really aren't doing better.
No, not when, and everything else is, you know, you're absolutely correct. It was an interesting survey. It breaks it down to, you know, the men's ages and what women thought and so forth and whatnot. But I was a little surprised that that number was as big it was, that people, you know, financially just weren't doing much better. So, and they also did, this company also did a survey where they wanted to take a look at the differences between how people invest, whether they are in red states, blue states, or swing states. Gentleman who did this survey, last name is Sperling, he said, "We thought there'd be a big difference in how people deploy their capital." And they used over 800,000 users, comparing the largest portfolio allocations on average of investors in blue, red states, which was according to whether the state was carried by Democrats or Republicans in 2004, 2008, 2012, and 2016 presidential elections. And they said there wasn't that much contrast. Red state voters invested a little more heavily in the ETF corporate cannabis, which was a surprise. He says, but overall, people invested relatively similarly. He said, voters do seem to have a very local hometown bias. We didn't expect all those states to be loyal to the industries that have their headquarters there. And he says Home Depot drew an outsized percentage of investment dollars in Georgia. Walmart was a popular buy in Arkansas, Altria in Virginia, Starbucks in Washington. Strangely, he says, Snapchat is popular in North Dakota. So we do care what happens in our states, and we do support those that are located there. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
That's interesting. Snapchat. Do you do Snapchat? I haven't done
Snapchat. No, I do not. Yeah. Did not, do not, and...
probably will not.
Will not. I have to move to North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. No, they do Snapchat. I don't know why they just said it in North Dakota. I guess because they're least likely. I don't know.
I'm assuming that's where their headquarters
is. The headquarters. Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I got you. I thought you meant more people were doing Snapchat in North Dakota. I missed that part. Okay. Sorry.
I'm assuming that because all the others.
Fallen asleep or something. Yeah.
Am I boring?
No, not at all. I was trying to follow it. I kind of wanted to see that survey. You said it was a Sperling that did the survey?
Yes. That was the company was Stash.
S-T-A-S-H. I may have to Google that or something because I might need to share that with my listeners. I think that's interesting.
I can send that over to you if you would like.
Oh, and then I don't have to work and search. That'd be great.
There you go.
That'd be great.
Well, there's a couple of other interesting things. How much time? Oh, we got lots of times yet. Trump had today outlined a new plan to lower Medicare drug prices. This was today. He said he would allow Medicare to lower drug prices for its Part B coverage and end this rigged system that allows other countries to pay less than the U.S. for the same drugs. He says under the administration's proposal, the Department of Health and Human Services would permit Medicare to create a new payment model that would bring drug prices in line with what other nations pay. And Health and Human Services estimates $17 billion in program savings over 5 years. Well, to me, that's not a lot of, you know, billions of dollars. It's something, but $17 billion over 5 years. But it's something. And we'll take it. But this is Medicare reimburses the list price of the drug plus 6%. So capping price increases could help the program's cost. Get this number, Beth. Total Medicare drug spending reached $162 billion, and this is 2015. So you know that's over $200 billion now, 3 years later. And this was according to the data from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So that's a lot of money, and they're not going to give that up very easily. So either, you know, I don't know if you lower the prices of Medicare drugs, then those that aren't on Medicare, those prices are going to go up. Don't know if, you know, there was no talk about capping
that. My question is, why are they different? The drugs should be the same across the board.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's what he's after. Why is it charged more here and less there? The drug prices, no matter what your insurance is terrible. They're just astronomical. They're ridiculous. They've got all these ads on right now because we've got Senate races and all that going on. And here in Missouri, they've got one on there about this person who was ill, and I don't know what the medication, but the medication he was having to take was $2,000 a month.
That's
highway robbery. It's criminal. There's no way that's worth the medication is worth $2,000 a month. And I don't know what it was. Of course, it's promoting one senator, but she was the only one that answered my phone call. You know, well, they don't stop and think about it. She's one been in charge for 12 years too, but nobody stops and thinks about that. But it's just ridiculous. I mean, I know just certain medicines that I have taken in the past and stuff that there's no way that's worth that much money. But
no. And the problem is that they might reduce some, they're going to increase others, and they're going to decline. You know, hey, if you don't want to pay it, well, maybe we just won't give it to you. Yeah. You know, I mean, the only thing I ever saw that was dropped drastically was the EpiPen. But it went from $35 to $800, and then they only reduced it to $300 or something. So, I mean, that is criminal.
It is. It's exactly what it is. There's no reason. It's like price gouging at the gas station if some crisis has taken place. And it's just wrong.
Sure, they're feeding off of your emotions. I mean, when it comes to, you know, they can charge anything they want. Families will, you know, look everywhere to find the money to help their loved ones, you know, live longer or be better or feel better and so forth. So, you know, they you know, it's, you're right. It's just plain downright price gouging.
Yes.
And hey, we're heading into a break right now. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Beth and I will be right back.
We will find you acting on your best
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Please visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. These programs are archived on a long-term basis. And for all your gold and silver, give us a call. 800-375-4188. Convert those paper dollars into some real money and protect your purchasing power and protect yourself against the volatility that we're facing. You protect your home against fire. You protect your car against car accidents. Mm. You protect your life, your family's livelihood with life insurance. So why wouldn't you protect your wealth with wealth insurance, which is gold? I mean, it really is. That's how you view it. That's what you're doing. And it's so important to get rid of those paper dollars. And we don't know when things are going to make a difference to the markets. We don't know what happens. But, you know, everything is getting more and more expensive. Why wouldn't you protect yourself against the inflation? You know, it's coming. We just don't know when, but we're certainly experiencing it. And
there was a lot of people awful afraid when it took its little drop this week.
Yeah, and you know, I think they'll hold it together for the next couple of weeks until after the elections. And I'm not sure personally. I believe what the markets are experiencing, they might be able to sustain them from going lower until the elections. But it isn't the elections that's going to dictate what the markets do. You know, there might be some, they'll talk about it. You know, if the Democrats get in there and the market drops, they're going to say, oh, you know, that's because, you know, they won't have President Trump's business you know, business is going to change and so forth, or, you know, whatever it might be that they use as an excuse. But I think it's just the economies of global economies worldwide, they're just not stable. And there's too much debt. And that's what's going to, you know, bring the markets down and affect us. So 800-375-4188. Are you still with me, Beth?
I'm here. We have a caller. Did you see that?
No, I did not. Ivan is on the line.
Ivan is on the line. You want to go to Ivan?
Hello, Ivan.
Hello.
Hi, Ivan.
How are you doing, ladies?
I'm good. Doing great.
Good, good. Long time no talk.
It has been. It has been. What do you have for us, Ivan?
Well, I mean, I just have a couple of items. These bombs they have, you know, they're finding here, there, and everywhere. I think it's fake news, it is a made-up story. I mean, because none of them exploded. They couldn't explode. They finally listened to a couple experts on internet, and they were saying that the way they were constructed, they couldn't be, you know, couldn't kill anybody, you know.
That's what I heard last night, too, that they were, they're either poorly done or they were never intended to explode.
Yeah, they were, I think it's somebody just false flag type approach, you know, where they create a problem and, you know, and they'll find someone, you know, they detain him and, you know, then the news will be, go back to normal, you know. But
my question,
the other thing,
I just want to make a comment there. My question is, how do you get the United States Post Office to deliver the packages all the same within a two-day time frame? I mean, come on. I love the Post Office. Don't get me wrong. They do a great job with my registered and insured packages. They're excellent. However...
I have a picture of one here. I'm trying to dig it out. You're probably hearing me flip my papers around again.
Well, the thing is, none of them went, I think, to the post office. I think it was all
UPS.
Hand delivered. They were not stamped. They showed a couple of pictures of the envelopes, and none of them, the stamps were, you know, processed. You know, like they stamped them that, you know.
One was stamped postage due. It didn't have enough stamp on it. One was, I'm trying to find it. It was stamped postage due. I'm trying to get into it here. I got too many of them.
C-O-D.
It was like, Joseph. It was to Joseph Robin T. Biden Jr. And it's got postage due on it.
Yeah, on one of them. Which went to Biden or somebody. But rest, they show two or three which I see, you know. Okay, they took the names out, except Wasserman Schulz, that it was posted from her, which is, you know, I don't know if she would be that dumb to do that, but I think it's a false flag, you know, just to...
I think you're right.
I agree.
In fact, you know, I thought it was really funny today because Robert De Niro was one picked out. I'm thinking, who cares what Robert De Niro says or does?
I know.
Or CNN. I mean, you know, it's... I guess some people got a few hours off, you know, from the work.
They got too much time on their hands? Is that what you're saying, Ivan?
Something like that, yeah.
I think
you're
right.
The other issue is the NATO just started the biggest exercises since Soviet Union, over 50,000 troops. They just kicked it off today. And so Russians are watching what's going on. I mean, Russia had their exercises a couple of weeks ago, or sorry, maybe a month ago or something like that. So they are all flexing their muscles and trying to show that, you know, we can repeal, or, you know, or whatever. But so that's another thing which we are coming to, from what I see, to a major eruption, one way or other, economical as well as possibly military. Okay, the thing with Saudi Arabia and Khashoggi, it was, I have no idea what it's supposed to have, that they dismembered the person, so that was premeditated, okay? And I'm sure MSB, the Crown Prince, whatever, I have a couple of friends on internet, so the MSB, I think, was, I said it was, master of bullshit, MBS.
That has to be MBP. Poop.
Yeah.
MVP.
But anyway, so I think he probably had his fingers all over the case. I don't know why they picked on that guy, but I mean, if they fly in people, and they they change stories so many times.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
I mean, from fist fights to being he walked out, and some other guy dressed in his clothes walked. I mean, it's like a Charlie Chaplin movie, And
it did kind of look like that when he was walking out of there. This guy didn't think about it.
Yeah, this guy did.
But it did kind of look
like
that.
Charlie Chaplin. He was missing his cane,
The cane and the top
Charlie
hat.
Charlie Chaplin always walked around with a cane, twirling it, the only thing which I can say that Germany is the only country we say that we are not selling anything to the Saudis, okay? Macron, being one of the from the chosen tribe, he's in favor of selling them more. Of course, U.S. is going to, they are not going to give up $110 billion, I mean, money buys everything. So, regardless what you do, it's the 30 silver coins, which they sold Christ for. I mean, or bought. And that's still in charge,
Yeah, there's with that murder, that's not going to change anything. The Saudis, there were, this is just something that they do. And and we just always, sweep it underneath the rug. And, we're holden to the Saudis because of our dollar, because of the petrodollar. All the Saudis have to do is say, well, if you don't back us up on this, if you don't, if you do something to our, to where we don't, if you don't support us, we're just going to cut off and start selling that oil and other things. So.
Yeah, well, that could. That's what looks like is going to happen, nothing will come of it. Life was snuffed out, killed, and what I couldn't understand, why would they dismember a person, especially if I understand that he was still alive. I mean, it's very brutal.
It's a message. It's a message.
Yeah, that's true. And from what I understand, Salman or the crown king, crown prince, he spoke with him on Skype just before he was being chopped up. One of the
during the fist fight.
Just before the fist fight. One of the articles said that probably he was watching the whole thing, they were cutting his arms and limbs off because they had a bone saw with them. Who would bring a
bone saw?
Well,
the thing of it is, in 2 weeks, nobody's even going to know who Khashoggi is. It's going to be so out of the news,
true.
No one's going to even care anymore.
But this is the whole thing. Life becomes cheap.
Yep.
Money over over life,
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
If it's abortion or if it's whatever, it's money comes first and life is secondary. So the other thing I want to just touch a little is recently, a lot of economists, I know, especially on internet, if you watch, you have Peter Schiff. In fact, he had one. I just listened to him. He was talking about watch out for gold, you know, buy as soon as you can because it's going to skyrocket. And you had Gregory Manarino speaking about crash of the dollar. And Big Sphere and a couple of, you know, many other people who are involved in economic, you know, industry. So I just thought I'll mention that, you know, they were talking about October surprise. The only one would be the column from South America. But,
wow.
That, you know, that will be probably coming around the November, beginning of November. And so there are many things happening, you know, and that's what I was saying at the beginning, is that I think we are reaching the climax of
I think so too.
You know, of final crash or final or a war in Middle East. The Syrians have restarted the attack with Russian help because initially, I don't know if you knew, that they created a no-fly zone or zone where they don't have any troops or heavy weapons and stuff like that, and militants, al-Nusra and all the other ones, I mean, by the truckload, the names, they stayed in and they dug in more. And so the Syrians finally opened up and start firing. Because they were, the militants were firing on Syrian cities with cannons and tanks and, you know, many other weapons. So Syrians, it's enough, that's enough. And in fact, they have a delegation in Moscow as we speak discussing you know, what to do about this one area, which is around Aleppo and Idlib and so on, because that's where they shipped all the bad blood from throughout Syria when they had the they opened, you know, not, they gave them a choice, you know, either come out and we can keep your you know, small arms, but no tanks or anything. So I don't know where they got the tanks and the cannons and, you know, and other heavy equipment, you know.
Hey, Ivan, we're heading into a break. I want to thank you for calling us. You gave us a lot to chew on, as they say, but to absorb. So thank you for calling. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You need to financial survival, 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading. Give us a call. We got some great specials going on, 90% silver. We got silver eagles. And we really do have the best prices around. And we're always constant. You know, I'll check on some of these people who sell online, and they're 1 minute they're below wholesale, next minute they're above, next time I hear someone's charging tax. I mean, they're all over the page, and we're always constant. You know what you'll always get here at Discount Gold and Silver. So give us a call at 800-375-4188. And Ivan really did bring us a lot of great information and things that we need to be aware of. And I agree. I think there's so much going on. There's so much tension around the world, whether it be, you know, countries and wars, and no one talks about Yemen. That is my, you know, pet thing. And again, you know, the Saudis massacre kills 21 at a market in Yemen. Yemen in danger of massive famine after years of violence. You have another attack, Afghan airstrike kills 17 civilians in an eastern raid. I mean, it's, you know, I saw Russia comes out and says to Israel, well, you know what, I think you need to give a little more notice before striking in Syria. I mean, it's, you know, these headlines.
But down the hatches, we're going to bomb you in about, you know, 2 days.
My point is, it's peaking.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go back without something happening. We've passed the point of returning to something that would seem normal in the world we live in today. So we are heading to a peak, and I don't think we're that far off. When people say, oh, there's going to be an October surprise, I really don't even want to hear that.
Well, I'm afraid of what that surprise will be.
If it doesn't happen in October, then people say, oh, God, we heard it again. And it takes away the seriousness of what is about to happen. And everybody gives these deadlines, and I never give deadlines unless I'm absolutely 100% sure that, or, you know, at least 70% sure. And then people should be able to outline all the reasons why they think it's going to happen. Even during the subprime housing debacle, we knew those adjustable rate mortgages were beginning to readjust, and we had something to back up what we were saying. And yes, we have all these other things that are going on, but you can never ever underestimate, you know, what they can do. We still have a week, so anything can happen in the week, but it's a little more difficult when we're in an election year. And, you know, it just cracked me up, you know, when with this murder and you know, with Khashoggi, whatever it might be, and no disrespect to him, but they had that big economic forum. Mnuchin said, oh, I'm not going. Well, you know what? He went. The Saudis hailed multi-billion dollar deals. So why is this, you know, it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter that they did what they did to this person. And it's in 2 weeks, you won't even see a headline. I don't even give it 2 weeks. So it's a bizarre world that we live.
Well, I had read some things on him, and I had a little trouble understanding everything that I was getting. This was from some people that actually are from over there. And he wasn't everything that we're being told he was. He wasn't a nice guy. He was involved in a lot of things over there.
Yeah.
And it's not that I believe, not that I think anybody deserves to be chopped up in a fist fight, but, you know, it's, not that, you know, I still think we need to find out what happened, but the Middle East, it's so unstable, and they have their own way of dealing with things. They're almost like the gangsters over there, you know. They have their own way of dealing things with things, and it's not like our country, although we see an awful lot of crazy right now going in our country. You know, I even mentioned the bombs, and you know, I'm kind of in agreement with him. I hope that we're right, that it's just a ploy, that it's just a distraction, that somebody's trying to make it look like it's this or that. And then we have this mess at the border, and that's what I'm afraid would be the October surprise, is if we have to I don't think it will, because they're too far out right now, so it's not going to happen in October. They can't make it here that fast unless they start getting than just their feet.
Unless he starts jogging.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I hate to think about what would happen. And we have to send the military. We have no choice. You can't let 7,000-10,000 people or more storm your borders. You just can't. That's an invasion. That's not little mistreated people that need asylum. That's not what that is. And that I mentioned on my show a week ago, I said, we're not here if they're, everybody said, oh, they're here to get jobs. Well, we're not here to employ the world. That's not what the United States is here for. And every country has borders.
Oh, hold on a second.
Well, that sounds exciting.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was just my computer. Anyway, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. And we have, you know, we have so much going on and so many distractions. And I received this email I was telling you about, and I assume we're getting close to out of time here. But this is from a trusted friend. And every now and then he sends me some stuff that's just really, really good. But this is about the history of Social Security in some respect. He started it out, which party should we trust? Neither. Neither party should be trusted. But he said the real criminals have been in the Democrat Party, referring to Social Security particularly, because he's talking about somebody who's running for Congress in his area that is trying to run the scare tactic. And we hear him do it all the time, that the Republicans are going to steal your Social Security, they're going to take away your Medicare, they're going to do this, they're do that. But the history of Social Security is totally different. He starts out about, maybe you should read this before you vote. He said, actually, the Democrat President Kennedy and Sergeant Shriver were the first ones to misuse the Social Security account. They used Social Security funds to start, which I had, if I knew, I forgot, the Peace Corps. Not the first or last time our money had been taken from American citizens and given to foreign nations. He says, just in case some of you young whippersnappers and some of you older ones didn't know this, it's an easy checkout. Just go check it out. He says, facts are facts. Social Security card, and you probably know this, maybe not. I still have mine. Social Security card up until 1980s expressed. Stated that the number and card were not to be used for identification purposes, since they're Since nearly everyone in the United States now has a number, it becomes convenient to use anyway, and the message "no more, not for identification" was removed. Well, mine still says that. And he says Franklin Roosevelt, a Democrat, introduced the Social Security FICA program, and he promised that participation in the program would be completely volunteer. It no longer is. That the participants would only have to pay 1% of the first $1,400 of their annual income into the program. Now we pay 7.65% on the first $90,000. That the money for the participants elected to put into the program would be deductible from their income or tax for tax purposes each year. No longer is it deductible. That the money and the participants put into the independent trust fund rather than into the general operating fund, and therefore would only be used to fund Social Security retirement programs and no other government program. But under Democrat President Johnson, the money was moved into the general fund and spent. That the annuity of payments to the retirees would never be taxed as income, but under Democrats Clinton and Gore, up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed. So he goes on with these little things, and he says, the question is, which political party took Social Security from the independent trust fund and put it into the general fund? And of course, the answer was Democrats under Lyndon B. Johnson. And the question is, which one eliminated the tax deduction for Social Security without withholding? And again, it was the Democrat Party. Anyway, it goes on and on. It was always under the Democrat leadership that these things happened. That doesn't mean you and I know that the Republicans didn't have anything to do with it. But he was going after this particular scare tactic that Democrats like to use. And I'm probably out of time. I don't have time to share all of these. But it was always under Democrat leadership when they were monkeying with and taking away your Social Security money. And we know that it's been fraudulently used against the people nearly since the beginning. We were lied to all the way across. So think about that. Let's think about that. But it was always the Democrats, and they're the ones always screaming, oh, they're going to take your Social Security, going to throw Granny off the cliff, and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, and they're the ones who do the, you know, the throwing off. the throwing of Granny. Yeah. Well, but you know what? That's how they got us on the Affordable Care Act. You know, they made all these promises that sounded all good and everything like that. They, you know, again, as the big print giveth and the little print taketh away. And, you know, everybody will be getting their renewal notices from their health care here in this, couple weeks and so forth. And I did receive mine. My health care actually went down about $85. However, my deductible went up $1,400 along with my out-of-pocket expenses went up $1,400. So, you know, and again, I was told that the only reason that premiums were going down this year was because they overcharged last year because they weren't sure what was going to happen with the Affordable Care Act, with the administration, so forth. I say, oh, that's, you know, to me, that's criminal too. You know, yeah. You shouldn't be pre-charging people just because you don't know how the outcome's going to be, if that was the case. And but hey, nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets their fingers hit, you know, whether it be Social Security, whether it be the health care, you know, everything that they do to the American people with their money, they steal it, they tax. No one is ever held accountable. And yet the American people, we just keep taking it.
Like we have no choice, but we do have a choice, and that choice comes, I do believe it comes at the polls. It starts in the local and it comes in the polls. You've got to vote. You've got to know what you're voting for. You've just got to. And so many people take it for granted and think, oh, somebody else is voting, I don't need to vote. Doesn't make any difference anyway. But we know it does make a difference. It's not going to be an immediate result. But like I think I shared with you on my show, I have never, ever, ever, ever voted a straight ticket. But I'm going to in November, and it's not because I'm in love with Republicans, but because of what the Democrats have done, I will not vote for another one until they change their ways. They can go to their room and they can't come out. So, you know, until they change what they're doing, I'm not going to vote for one of them, no matter what. And so I've told my listeners, we've got a new one that's running for senator here in the state of Missouri against Claire McCaskill. I voted against her every time, so that won't be new. I'm not excited about him, but I'm going to vote for him. So I'm going to give him a chance, but I'm not going to give him an inch. And that's what we need to do. We need to really guard these guys. We need to hold them accountable. And I wouldn't let them, I don't want to be like a Maxine Waters, but don't let them rest. When they do something that you know is wrong, you get on that phone and you let them know. You know, you've got to hold your ground. Don't let them think that they've fooled you.
And it really does start in your state. It really does start locally. And sure, we made changes in the president's office and so forth. Those changes were a little more difficult. But look at what some of these states are actually doing. And some of them are doing good things. So, you know, that's where we can really make a difference, is making sure you get out and vote in your state and in all elections. And, you know, perhaps it'll, I don't know if we'll be around to see the big changes, but
well, I don't want to see some of the changes. I mean, if they really get their way, they're going to go socialistic. And I was telling you earlier on the phone when we were chatting, I don't think they're going to like what they get. They're asking for it. Sometimes you don't, you got to be careful what you ask for.
I think what will happen, I think the system will collapse. And then that's when they'll try to push in the socialistic. Because people will be hurting so bad. And again, they will be wanting to be taken care of. And I think that's when the government will be able to go in and say, here. And people will embrace it. So, but I think the system has to collapse. It'll be purged. And people will be put into a position where they don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. And then government will be there to help. So unless a person protects themselves and can actually say no, you know, that's... And we're going to have to say we're out of time. Beth, thank you so, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was so much fun. Today. So much fun. And so glad to be here. And we'll see you on CSC Talk Radio next
week. Absolutely. And make sure you keep Pastor Butch in your prayers today, as he did have surgery today. And I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Bye. If I got me